50 minutes past the 7 o'clock hour here this morning. Very good morning, James Timberlake, along with Julie Chadwick in here today. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, James.
Hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday.
Yes, certainly is. Starting out that way.
Yeah. You had an adventurous time this morning because...
I did. Yes.
Water.
Yep. I'm watching my sister's very rambunctious dog, and I believe she tipped the filter of the aquarium, the sprinkler, and it went over about 10 gallons onto the floor. So it's a 75-gallon aquarium. It could have been a lot worse.
Just a casual Wednesday morning.
Nothing
like that to wake up to.
Stepping in on wet carpet.
Yeah.
And saying, what happened?
Yeah, that's the worst. It happened today, though.
It happened today.
And it also happened today. On this day in Sheridan history, Julie Chadwick had to clean up about 10 gallons worth of water off of her ground. Also, it happened today, 1942, Walt Disney's animated feature Bambi premiered at Radio City Music Hall in New York.
That was so traumatic.
Can you imagine? Oh, man, can you imagine 1942, you're sitting in Radio City Music Hall only for to have your heart ripped out?
I can tell you, that was like, I think, the first movie I remember going to.
Really?
Yeah, here in Sheridan at the YO Theater. It was the theater. Bambi, I was so excited.
Disney movie.
And, you know, heart ripped out.
First 20 minutes.
It's like, this is great.
Yeah. Bambi gets to live alone.
Sorry, Walt, but...
Yeah. I don't know.
One was a little heavy right off the bat.
Was Walt alive? Well, Walt was alive in 1942.
Sure. Bambi's mom wasn't, though.
Bambi's mom was dead pretty quickly. 1960, the first two-way telephone conversation by satellite took place with the help of Echo 1, a balloon satellite.
So 1960.
1960.
Wow.
Satellite conversation. So how about that? Interesting. 1961, Berlin was divided as East Germany sealed off the border between the city's eastern and western sectors in order to halt the flight of refugees. That was today, 1961. I didn't realize
I thought it was a lot older than that.
So did I. I think the wall went up earlier than that, but they didn't seal it off until 1961. I'm assuming. I wasn't alive.
It's really interesting to see things like that, movies about that or documentaries, and then all of a sudden it's like, it's no big deal.
Yeah,
now like we're people that were spies for the East Germany, and then it was all like, never mind.
Yeah, we knocked it down, which
Sorry
is weird to think
your
about.
Life. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
1961, that was 70 years ago, or 50 years ago.
No. 59 years ago.
It's almost 60 years ago, yeah.
Wait.
No, you're wrong about
that.
It's
too early for math.
Hey, special events day. It's filet mignon day. That's why we're on radio,
those
by the way.
Yummy. Yeah.
I like filet mignons. It's a day for you.
What?
It's International Left-Handers Day.
Hey!
That's you.
It is.
Big lefty. Everybody who's a left-hander, celebrate. You can be okay with smearing the ink on your paper.
Yeah, and binders.
And
for those
binders?
Of you that don't understand writing with across binders.
Well, you just got to put everything in backwards.
Okay,
so you can go that way.
Left-handed mitts.
Right, yeah. That was tough for you to find.
It was.
Yeah.
But I got a good one.
You did. It's Prosecco Day. Prosecco's a champagne, if I'm not mistaken, or something like that. I think it's a champagne.
After dinner drink.
It's an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah.
So, there you go. It's also World Calligraphy Day. Calligraphy, very cool.
Wow.
I love calligraphy. All right, quick trivia.
Okay, I'm ready.
60,000 of these... are located in the human body.
60,000.
60,000. Glands. 60,000? That's not a bad guess. Miles of blood vessels in the human body.
Wow.
60,000
miles
of blood vessels
in
the human body.
That's amazing.
It's a lot of blood vessels.
Yeah.
A lot of blood vessels. Three. This is the number. Three is the number of this. Number of this in the world. Just three of them.
Three of these.
Three.
Great Barrier Reefs.
That's a good guess, too. It's actually the number of jelly bean candy factories.
Oh.
There's only three jelly bean candy factories in the whole world.
Where
that
are they?
Surprised
does it
me.
Say?
It does not say, but it says there's only three of them. And every hour, they produce a combined 1.2 million jelly beans.
Well, you know, they're pretty good.
That's
not crazy about those weird Harry Potter flavors, but...
The vomit.
Yeah. Oh, those might go there.
Yeah. Those are my favorite. I like those. Not like the taste, but I like the fact I have to live on the edge.
I mean, I'm just thinking about when you're deciding.
Ooh, earwax, gross.
Does this taste like this? What do you guys think?
Yeah, who has to figure that out? Who's
yep, you're getting closer. It tastes like vomit now.
Aren't there like at Ben and Jerry's, like factories, people that are paid like an exorbitant amount
of
money?
You'd have to be, yeah.
That are like the taste testers?
Yeah, well,
they have the golden
Ben
spoon.
And Jerry's I do.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Not the Harry Potter.
Is this
Potter.
Ben and Jerry's? It tastes like earwax? Here,
God.
Have some.
Like, what's your delicious. Frame of reference? That's the scary part. Anyway.
Yeah. From my remembrance, yeah, this is pretty earwaxy. I'll have another. No.
Not sure yet.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Okay. According to Adventure Cyclist Magazine, some 2,000 people do what in the U.S. each year?
Adventure Cyclist Magazine? Yep. How many people?
2,000 people do what in the U.S. each year? This surprised me. This is more than I thought. I'll give you a hit. This is a lot more than I thought.
I don't know. Take a trip with their bike.
Okay. You think only 2,000 people in the country are taking a trip with their bike,
know.
Huh?
Put their dog
think
on the
big.
Bike cart.
Think big.
Take a bicycle 1,000 miles.
That's not a bad guess. Ride their bike across the country.
Okay. How many?
2,000 people.
Wow.
It's a lot more than I thought as well.
That's pretty neat.
They ride
neat.
Across
that'd be
the country.
A neat, that'd be a neat trip.
Out of those people, I'll be honest with you, 2,000 people, those 2,000 people, you know, call in. What do you do for work? Do you take like a full week, like a full month off?
Yeah, how long does it take?
Yeah. I have to, I mean, it's 3,000 miles at least, give or take.
Yeah, so 100 a day.
100 a day, but that's...
Road miles.
We're not doing math again, but that's a long time.
Yeah, 30 days.
Good guess, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
We're not doing math,
it's
people.
Too early.
Forgive us.
Yep. 30 days, but that's a whole month.
If there's a math
that's a whole month
listening.
You're not doing anything other than riding a bike. And when you hit day 16,
yeah.
You want
I mean,
you want to give up?
Back. Is there off days? Yeah,
exactly. That's the other thing. You're doing 3,000 miles there.
Yeah.
Do you cycle back? Because it's 6,000 miles.
Get a plane.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Then what do?
I already saw it all.
That'd be awful. But shout out to the people who do that. That's crazy. The average family will spend $858 on what in 2025?
Halloween costumes.
Good guess. I'll give you another one. Think of the time of year right now. What time of year is it? What is
it's
everybody collectively doing?
Back to school.
Bingo. School supplies. $858
the average
for school
family,
supplies. Average family.
Wow.
Almost $1,000 on school supplies. Yikes. What percentage of the Earth's wildlife is found in the ocean?
70%.
That's a good guess. 94%.
Wow.
94% of the Earth's wildlife is found in the ocean.
That we know of.
That's a lot.
It's a lot that we don't know.
Well, it would only increase that number, I'd
imagine,
if they find more.
Wow, isn't that something?
94%. In what city did Major League Baseball's Braves franchise first begin?
Okay, so Atlanta Braves.
Mm-hmm. What were they first? A lot of people don't
know this. St. Louis.
No. Good guess, but think East Coast.
New York, Maine, New Hampshire, Florida.
Nope. Boston.
They were Boston Braves.
They were the
Braves.
Boston Braves.
Oh.
A lot of people don't know that, but yeah, they were the
That's
Boston
a catchy
Braves
name.
Before they were the Atlanta
so
Braves.
When did
I think
the
they,
Red Sox move in?
The Red Sox have been there since the late 1800s, early 1900s maybe, I think. Maybe late 1800s. But the Braves were there first. They were like 1870s, 1880s. Braves are like one of the oldest franchises in the MLB. But not the Atlanta Braves. I don't remember when they moved. I can't remember. I think it was...
They have a nice stadium.
New stadium, too.
Yeah, it's nice.
Within the last 10 years, I think. You've been there?
Yeah, I went there a few years ago.
Wait, you went to like a baseball game?
When
there?
I went to St. Louis. No, wait, sorry.
That doesn't
I went
make
to
any
the
sense.
Cardinals.
Yeah.
Never mind.
You went to a Braves game in St. Louis. Braves had a nice
I
stadium
think they
there.
Were, they might have been playing the Braves.
Okay. If they're, yeah. I mean, that would be... So you went to Busch Stadium.
Yes.
In
and
St.
That's
Louis.
Nice.
St. Louis is great. Yeah, that's a great ball field. Classic. One of the classic ball fields. All right, finally. What is the nearest spiral galaxy to our own Milky Way?
I don't know.
This one you know. You know the name. Very popular name. Not very popular, but you know it if I
Gosh,
say it.
No. Well, then you're going to have to say it.
The Andromeda Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
You knew the Andromeda.
Dang it.
You look up in the sky with a telescope, you can probably find the Andromeda
Galaxy.
Not time
for science either, people.
Yeah. Science and math, not too far apart.
Love them, though.
Love them.
I do.
Love them both. Maybe not this early in the morning, though. That's going to wrap up the show here today. Thank you very much for tuning in.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Fox News coming up at the top of the hour. Swap Shop coming up after that. We'll be back here in just a minute. Fox News.